Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
There are times when what goes unsaid is more powerful, more articulate than even what is said. Take, for example, the time Jesus spoke to a large crowd who had come to hear him. He said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Okay, we get the picture. We can relate to that. Today we know what burdens are. Family problems, financial problems, feelings of rejection and insecurity. We understand Jesus to be saying, "Look, if you come to me, I will give you rest." We like that. But what's behind that statement that my yoke is easy and my burden is light? With cattle or oxen, a yoke is used to keep an animal under control. It restricts freedom and self-expression. Undoubtedly, Jesus emphasized the word my. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Compared with what? That's what remained unsaid. But the people knew. It was the burden of organized religion, which had long before gone beyond the spirit of the law to the legalism of the law. No wonder Paul said that the letter kills, but the spirit makes alive. The Jewish rabbis had taken the instruction given by God and gone far beyond his intentions. In the process, the whole purpose of Christ's coming became obscured. And believe it or not, they're still at it. Take, for example, the Associated Press article which appeared in newspapers around the world. From the South China Post, printed in Hong Kong, I pulled this article. Headline, "Nose-picking banned by Israeli rabbi." It read, "A leading ultra-Orthodox rabbi in Israel has reportedly ruled that it's forbidden to pick your nose on the Jewish Sabbath. Rabbi Ovadia Yosef ruled that this not-so-socially acceptable habit to be wrong because, in his words, tiny hairs inside the nostrils might also be pulled out." I'm wondering if that old proverb about straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel might also include such prohibitions. In their day, Jesus condemned the religious leaders. Why? They outwardly observed rituals such as washing their hands profusely when their hearts were stained with wrongdoing. Now, lest I be misunderstood, Jesus is not saying that those outside the church who are just good plain people are better than those inside. That's not his intent. He is saying very simply that when you follow him and know him, your relationship with God will become meaningful and real and very important. You will find rest for your soul. Rest for your soul isn't based upon the assurance that you've done all of these wonderful things, but rather Jesus Christ did for you what you cannot do for yourself. Do you remember that story of the person who asked, "How much do you love me?" And Jesus held out his arms and, making the form of a cross with his body, said, "This much," and he died. The spiritual rest which comes to the children of God is the deep assurance in your soul that your righteousness is not based upon what you do, whether it is refraining from scratching your nose or giving money to a good cause, but upon what Jesus has already done, something which God credits to your account, paid for by the death of his Son, Jesus Christ. Put so graphically, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.